Hello and a very warm welcome to season 2 of the Bitcoin Effect. As you can hear, we are switching to English language-wise, and if you are a viewer on YouTube or so, you can also see that my co-host doesn't look the same anymore. Say hello, Peter.
Hi, hello, Martin.
With season 2, we are changing quite a few things, but the core will remain the same. We are trying to analyze how you can build new business models with Bitcoin, how you can integrate Bitcoin into your existing business models, and how Bitcoin as a technology can be used to increase the value that your business is delivering. But before we go a little bit more into this, Peter, can you say a few sentences about yourself to those of you who haven't seen in season 1 the episode with you?
Yeah, I can. My life offered many, many adventures and stuff, but I guess let's shrink it to the field of business and what can I bring into this podcast show. My professional life was dedicated for more than 20 years now around the field of innovation in the meaning of how could you change things that really matter, not just innovating as a because it's possible, but really to change and making businesses more, let's say future-proof, more successful maybe, and that by finding out what really matters to the people. Why are they using products? Why are they choosing one company to be their business partner over another when they have the choice and all this stuff, and especially dedicated also to the field of disruptive innovations in the meaning of there's a new technology coming in and that changes or that has or have the potential to change how established businesses are working and creating value for the organization itself. And Bitcoin is one of these technologies, at least from my point of view. And so I focused in the last 5 years more and more and more on how businesses and people are adopting Bitcoin and Bitcoin-based technologies in their businesses, how every like normal persons and people are started to use it. And that is a very good example, or was or has been a very good example to me, to explain how, and to enable business owners, managers, executives, how and whoever working in businesses, how they can have and gain a new perspective. Let's say it like that. Does it make any sense, or am I just losing myself?
No. I think that's. So for me, the sentence that best describes you, because I think it's one of the sentences that you say the most, is why do people change their preferred solutions on a consistent basis? What is needed for this? Why do people change? And why do people change their behavior? Why do they buy different products? Why do they buy different services? And so on. And this is core for what we are trying to understand here is, if you change your business model, what are the requirements that you have to not only satisfy, but to overachieve in order to make your products and services amazing? How do you gain customers that really love your products? How do you design products that your customers really love? And how can Bitcoin help in this? So from my point of view, that's the essential part. That's what I why I asked you in the first place to say, okay, this is what we want to know. We want to know how can businesses be successful with Bitcoin as integrated or as their main purpose.
Okay. Yeah, so from this point of view, what I also bring in is the experience from more than over 700 small, medium, and whatever sized businesses that I helped in the past 20 years to change, transform, and innovate their business model designs by integrating whatever technologies or stuff. It could be small but substantial for them, or could be really impactful seen from the outside. So yeah, I'm probably going to bring a good toolbox with me to help to understand this complicated interdependencies and what makes a business work or not. And yeah, that's it. But Martin, I'm going to take this over here now because you forgot a pretty important thing. Why are we two German guys here now start talking in English when we could do the conversation probably a bit faster and quicker in German, at least at this point.
We like a challenge. That's all. Actually, that's no, that's not the main reason.
We like a challenge. So why are you decided to change this podcast show from German to English?
When we're talking about Bitcoin, then we're talking about global money. And global money means that in order to understand Bitcoin, there's the possibility to have a global discussion, to have a global discussion on how business with Bitcoin can work and what perspectives are there. How can you use Bitcoin in your business? What kind of services and products are needed in a Bitcoin ecosystem and so on? And I want us to be able to have this discussion in English. There is a need internationally for a Bitcoin business podcast. There are close to none, but we really need this discussion because we are now in the phase of industrial adoption, nation state adoption of Bitcoin. And we should make sure that the network is appropriately international and not just on a national level, and that whenever someone also needs help of someone, you know who you can turn to. And that's why we want to bring more international guests, but also for our German listeners, try to make sure that their perspective, because Germany or the German speaking area is very strong when it comes to individual node ownership, and also one of the largest Bitcoin YouTube channels is German only and so on. And there is a lot of strength in this, and we want to bring this to the world as well. So we want to foster the international dialogue around Bitcoin and business.
Okay. And what we also want to do is to encourage not just only the German community to get in touch with Bitcoin. Doesn't matter if for established businesses or to get in touch with business strategy for the Bitcoin community, which are mostly startups, pretty early stage businesses. Some of those, there are really a lot of founders or future founders, persons that are thinking about, maybe I could start a business based on Bitcoin. And the idea is to bring those together and to enable them, encourage them, and inspire them by not only showing examples from the real world, but also going deeper a little bit. So we come to the formats. What to expect? What kind of episodes will our listeners expect in this season?
So last season we mainly had one type of shows, what was an interview. This time we're going to have three formats. One is the classical interview with Bitcoin companies, so companies that do the main that have the main objective to work in Bitcoin, and on the other side, companies that have a business model, a traditional business model outside of Bitcoin, but started integrating Bitcoin into their business model. The second format will be an analysis format where we basically take the interviews and do some value added perspectives on it, like business model canvas mapping or having a deep dive on certain aspects of it and what does this mean in a greater context, or where we take multiple interviews, maybe do some snippets from all of them together and do comparisons or stuff like this to really extract additional values from the interviews. And the third one will be, we're having a keen eye on where there is an additional need for knowledge and communication. And whenever we will find such a topic, for example, many people ask themselves, how can I integrate Bitcoin in my job? So people that just work at some company and are asking themselves, how can I make my job become a Bitcoin related job? How do I start a Bitcoin project within the company or something like this? So we might make a mini series about this. Or if you start a business in the Bitcoin area, what are important things that you should know, that you should take in consideration when you approach customers maybe from outside of the Bitcoin bubble and so on. So having deep dives without any interview guests on certain topics that we consider are helpful and maybe are worth discussing.
Okay, and about the businesses and companies you have in mind for interviews. Are we talking there more with the big businesses, Michael Saylor ones, or more the little ones that nobody knows? What would be the focus there?
If we can get Michael Saylor, I would for sure interview him. Until then, it's probably going to be everything from small startups that are just starting, medium businesses, and I think the bigger business and enterprise guests will come from the fiat world, will be the ones that have already a 10, 20, 30, 50 year track record in their business and are now starting to go into Bitcoin, and where we'll interview them about these topics. So I think most will be medium-sized, and then from the fiat side, probably a little bit bigger, and from the Bitcoin side, probably a little bit smaller. But this is going to be the rough area.
Okay, when I think of the bucket list I do have as for potential guests in this podcast show, and I do think of the listeners that I have in mind, at least as entrepreneurs, decision makers, maybe founders, executives, managers, whatever, or just a normal dude doing whatever, so job in a company, but being at least a creative or strategic and creative thinkers, then I would the guests that I have in mind will be representatives for businesses where our listeners can find themselves in. And giving a good example, it doesn't matter if it's a MicroStrategy or a Deutsche Telekom, or if it's a small business or small and medium-sized enterprise, but it's the topic itself and the use case for me more what I would like to put the focus on, to giving a good example that inspires our listeners and helping them to start finding new perspectives and new ideas that they can integrate in their real life, in their real business life, and make use of it.
And I think important note here is, even if you're a big company and you're starting a new part, a new sub-business model, you start this new integration, then you start small again anyway. So the journey from small to large is relevant independent of whether you started big or whether you started small, because it's always starting small to big. It's just a matter of how many resources do you have for your journey.
Okay, so looking back, when the first season was in German, you bring out a new show every week. What to expect from the second season now, Martin?
So we will shift our release day from Tuesday to Monday, because work starts at Monday. For entrepreneurs, it doesn't end on Sunday, but nonetheless. So work starts at Monday. So we as a business podcast start at Monday. We will probably be only releasing every 2 weeks, so every second Monday. However, if we find out that there is really a lot of new stuff and we have more episodes than for every second week, then from time to time we will release additional episodes, bonus episodes, and so on. So this is one of the things.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to your previous German listeners that aren't able to follow you in German language about this business topics anymore?
Maybe subtitles. No.
Maybe subtitles. Don't they have any chance for a German episode? Even though, I mean, just imagine having German guests here. Us two German Teutonic guys struggling with English language.
So there will be no German content, because you can't have both. So that there are multiple experiences that showed this. If you have, for example, with my other podcast, with Node Signal, we had from time to time, we had an English episode. It was always a drop, close to no one listened. You have an audience and your audience has a language, and having both languages just doesn't work. Of course, we will use these episodes and try to repurpose them in other formats. So maybe use transcripts to boil them down to blog formats or tweets and so on. And then obviously language is a smaller barrier. I think with AI, language is less of a barrier anyway. So I don't know, probably in season 3, you can have the podcast in any language you want translated by AI anyway. So I don't know whether there will be a need for this. Let's see. But I think that's it. So we will stick to one language. Prioritization in business is important. You can't have all the options. We are choosing English as our option, and we're hoping that you're sticking with us nonetheless. And
so, okay, so if there's any listener out now who wants to give us friendly advice or maybe
hateful critique,
some hints for topics that he or she would like us to cover or whatever, or maybe where the now obsessed ones can send their hate speech to, because you're not going on in German language, how can they get in touch with us for this
podcast
show?
At bitcoineffect.de, so keeping the K in Bitcoin Effect, keeping the .de, as we will have at least that to our origins. And yeah, send us an email, drop us a hint, get in contact with us. We're happy for critique, we're happy for hints, we're happy for guest connections that you feel are valuable. And we are also open to reading comments about, hey, we're sad that you're not continuing in German anymore.
Okay, so yeah, any famous last words? If not, we're gonna, what do we say? See you. It's not see you. Hear you next Monday? Or
maybe we need something like a slogan, something like building with Bitcoin.
Building with Bitcoin, growing your business with Bitcoin, making your business future-proof with Bitcoin. Or yeah. Maybe you have an idea, dear listener, just send us this idea. We will not steal it, but use it if it's good.
Perfect. Thank you very much, and hear you next Monday.